Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair is in Islamabad for a brief visit with Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf. Yesterday, Blair held talks in New Delhi with India's Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Blair is trying to defuse tensions between the two countries that escalated last month when an attack on India's parliament was blamed on Pakistan-based guerrillas. India and Pakistan have been massing forces along their border in one of the most dangerous buildups in decades. The volatile situation was highlighted over the weekend at a two-day South Asian summit in Nepal. No progress was reported in getting the two sides to talk about resolving their differences. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Kathmandu.
Pakistan's President Musharraf tried to put a positive spin on events at a news conference after the summit ended. Musharraf said that tension between India and Pakistan hadn't eased as a result of the summit, as he and many others had hoped, but he said it hadn't worsened either. And he expressed the desire that India and Pakistan talk soon about ending what he called the dangerous standoff between the two nuclear-armed neighbors.
I can only say that we had an informal interaction, and we look forward to formalizing the interaction in the future and the reduction of tension between the two countries. But I think both sides do realize the urgency of the situation, the unfavorable situation or the dangerous situation existing between the confrontation between the two countries. And therefore, although there is no time frame as such, we hope that this formalized interaction ought to be taking place.
India's Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee, however, played down the informal interaction with Pakistan's Musharraf. He dismissed a five-minute chat with Musharraf as a courtesy call, saying there was no significant discussion and no talk of de-escalation. Later in the day, after meeting with Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair in New Delhi, Vajpayee sounded slightly more conciliatory.
India stands for dialogue. We believe in exchange of views. We believe in negotiations to solve problems.
But no definitive word from Prime Minister Vajpayee on when negotiations with Pakistan might start. Prime Minister Blair is in the region in part to persuade the two men to take steps to calm the situation, which threatens to escalate into an all-out war that neither side says it wants. Blair yesterday sought to reassure Prime Minister Vajpayee that the world understands India's concerns.
The attack on the Indian Parliament is the same as an attack, to me, on the Westminster Parliament. And I think what is important is that we reach a position where support for terrorism, in whatever form, stops so that proper political dialogue can begin.
The international community, especially the U.S., had been urging India and Pakistan to talk here in Kathmandu, if not at the heads of state level, then at the foreign minister level. But the Indian side was adamant that no talks could be held until Pakistan did more to convince India of its sincerity in ending what India calls cross-border terrorism. India blames Pakistan-based militant groups for the attack on its parliament on December 13th, which has led to the current military standoff. Pakistan says it offers only moral and diplomatic support to Kashmiri separatist groups battling Indian security forces in the disputed region of Kashmir. Nonetheless, Pakistan, under pressure from the U.S. and others, has in the past 2 weeks taken action against the two groups India blames for the attack, Lashkar-e-Toiba and Jaish-e-Mohammed. It has arrested the leaders of both, closed their offices, and frozen their accounts. Just yesterday, as the summit in Kathmandu was winding up, Pakistani officials said they had arrested nearly 40 more militants, bringing the total to over 300. India, however, says it wants Pakistan to do more. But in a sign that it is prepared to wait, India's Foreign Minister Jaswant Singh said here over the weekend that India understands that it will take President Musharraf a little time, as Singh put it, to address India's concerns. In the meantime, however, Singh said India expects a more forthright declaration against terrorism from General Musharraf. So far, it hasn't come. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Kathmandu.